All I think of you, and I'm sure that's the female.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was the next question. Starts with an R.
Ram. Mm-hmm.
Is that one all right around women?
As far as I know, yes. I don't believe that has any sexual connotation.
Mm-hmm. I think this not being sheep country, they probably mm-hmm. don't have a taboo on that. And on their backs, they have.
Whoa.
How about a male hog?
Oh, and I remember when people used to borrow other people's male hogs to I won't say stock, and that's not right. I don't know.
Well, stock hog is one of the things that they sometimes say in front of women instead mm-hmm. of saying.
That's what I'm thinking of, stock hog to stock mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm. Would boar be the term you'd want?
Boa, probably.
All right. What would you do if you didn't want your hog to grow up to be a boar? What would you do to him?
Castrate him, I guess.
All right. And then what would you call him after he's castrated?
That I don't know.
Does the word barrow or borrow mean anything?
No.
Okay. And how about a little one when it's first born?
Piglet.
All right. And if it's a little older?
Just a pig.
Does shote mean anything?
Shote, yes.
How big is a shote?
I would say a shote is between a pig and a hog.
All right. And how about a female?
That I don't.
Sow?
Sow.
Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That word?
Yeah.
Do you know the word gilt?
No.
Okay. That is a sow that has not had pigs.
Oh.
Which I have learned through this project. All my country terms come straight out of this questionnaire. Let's see. What do they have on their backs?
Hair.
Or?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. And then the long teeth?
Tusks.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned trough before when you were talking about milking the cows. If you had several of them, you'd have several
water troughs.
All right. And do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild boa is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Any other term?
Not that I know of.
Like piney wood rooter, or what's worse? There's some others too. Razorback.
Razorback, I have heard that.
Mm-hmm. What is the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? The calf began to
whinny, I believe, is what you say for horses, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure I know what a calf does.
How about a cow, a gentle noise?
A cow moos.
Mm-hmm. Is there another term?
Not that I'm familiar.
Like in a way in a manger, they sing the cattle are
lowing.
Yes. That's the best way I know of to get that one. And if you had horses and mules and cows and they were all hungry, you say, I'm going to go feed the
animals.
Okay. And if you had hens and turkeys and ducks, you're going to go feed the
chickens, fowls.
Does chickens mean turkeys and other things?
Well, I think it would. It really shouldn't. But I think most people
uh-huh.
would say.
And a hen on a nest of eggs is a
setting hen.
Yes. And we talked about places where chickens live earlier, but there's one particular word that I don't think you said. It might be used for just a little thing.
Chicken roost. Well, is that what you're trying to
put them in to carry them somewhere, a little makeshift wooden shelter?
A chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
And then in eating chicken, there is a bone that children like to break.
Pulley bone.
Pardon?
Pulley bone.
Okay, and what happens when you break it?
One has a short one and one has a long one.
And?
And one means